Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations every night.
Hello. How are you?
In the building. We are in the building. Once again, we welcome everyone to the place of slow jam and adult talk show.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful.
You know, we are trying to meet each other's needs.
What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking about fellas right now. Fellas,
don't try to take me now and turn me into something that I'm not, because it's now all of a sudden convenient for you. If you want to love me with who I am, for who I am, by who I am, or leave me the hell you know. It's pretty simple.
It's rolling and rolling and rolling.
Woo!
Might make your head blow off.
Yeah, can we talk? Ooh, I'll be back. Once again, welcome to the Relationship Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. I was getting my little two-step on over here. But once again, another week, we're enjoying life, just trying to enjoy what God gives us. It's yours truly, Mr. Nass, and we have the one and only, the lovely Miss Lady J. What's going on?
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Oh, feeling blessed, feeling blessed. How was your week?
I miss you from week to week. Yeah, I just was about to say, I miss you from week to week.
Same here, same here. Miss you as well. How's work? They drive me crazy.
Yeah, that's a whole other show. That's a completely other show. My memes on Facebook have all been about, damn, it's time to go to work again. So, yeah, it kind of lets you know what's going on at work. So, but this is my downtime, so we don't want to talk about that.
Yes, 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 absolutely, absolutely. However, this week, we've been coming off of last week's show. First of all, by the way, good show. Good job, of course. And, of course, thank all the listeners for tuning in.
Yes, thank you guys so much.
Drone Zone. Thank you so much. You know, I get recharged for this third season. You know, we want to make sure that we thank the listeners, those who's tuning in, those who's listening on the East Coast, you know, from New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Connecticut. What else we got? Maine. Don't mind this name.
North Carolina stands up. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Can't forget about North Carolina. That's my mama's from, my family down there. Yes, I think it seems like they're all black people from North Carolina somewhere, but that's another story.
I got a couple in New Orleans, too, so.
Shout out to New Orleans. You know, my understanding.
Shout out to Houston. Shout out to Houston.
Oh, that's right. Salute. Houston, salute. Definitely. Today's topic is a good one. We're coming off of last week's show when we talked about relationships, and then we kind of ended off with enjoying the relationship, enjoying the journey, enjoying the ride, good or bad. You got to enjoy it, because life, you only get one life. There's no reset. You know, what do you think?
Not at all. Well, you know, when we were leaving off last week, you know, talking about, you know, I'm not your past relationship, you know, as you embark onto something new, someone new, it's really important that, yes, you leave all the, as much as the past baggage behind, so that this new journey that you're on, you can embrace it for what it is and for who that person is. I think oftentimes we have the mindset of we take the same journey, but just with different people. And you can't do that either. Just like you can't hold somebody into the mold of the last person, your journey with someone new is completely new. You know, this is uncharted territory, or this is not some place that you've been before, if for no other reason the person isn't the same as before. And even if it's a relationship, a marriage, you know, I'm often good for saying a situationship that has been long-term, it's still about enjoying the journey, because the destination of where you're trying to get to is, of course, everybody wants to be happy. Or you know, your end game may be marriage if you're not in a situation where it's marriage yet. You know, your end game, if you're in a marriage, may be that you want your marriage to last and to sustain. So it becomes about taking time to enjoy the journey that you're on. I think we get so caught up in the semantics of the destination that we don't get to enjoy what's happening right now. We oftentimes tend to either look in the past or look to the future, and we miss everything that's happening right now in the present, not knowing that that's what's going to shape the future and thus look at, you know, make you look at what it was in the past. So the moments that you have right here, right now, make the most of them. Don't just kind of be like so focused and so blinded by, I want to get here and I want to get there and I want to get there. Everything has steps, whether it's at your job, whether it's at your relationship, whether it's raising your kids. Everything has steps. Everything has a journey. You got to make the most of it and enjoy it. Like, I see people who have been together for a really long time, and they no longer enjoy each other. Why? Why do you guys not enjoy each other anymore? I mean, don't get me wrong, life gets busy. Life gets crazy. You know, there's bills and kids and, you know, your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. And we can tend to get in a rut, and therefore we're no longer, quote unquote, enjoying the journey. So what do you do to make the journey fun again? And I think those are some of the things that, you know, people need to explore and maybe we need to talk about. I'm by no means in any position to tell you exactly what you need to do. But what I can say is, every so often you need to reexamine where you are in your journey. And if there are changes that need to be made, make them. If there's if the destination changes, okay. But the bigger thing that we always come back to on this show is about communication. Maybe you need to communicate a little more often with the person that you have something going on with to make sure that you guys are on the same page so that you can enjoy the journey. There's nothing worse than you all thinking you're walking together, heading in the same direction, and you're really not.
Yes, so true. So true. So true. You touched on something here as far as taking the time to enjoy the moments. A lot of men that I talk to, they do a lot of complaining. What are you doing to talk about, you know, or embrace the good times or the good moments? What are you doing to embrace those moments? Because you can't build on the better times if you're so hell-bent on what goes on wrong. You got to appreciate those fine moments, because you could definitely build upon it. Now, if the bad moments outweigh the good moments, then there's another conversation to have.
That's something you need to look at as well. The journey encompasses everything, the good, the bad, the ugly. So if the journey that you're on just doesn't have any good moments, then maybe this is not a journey you should be on. Maybe this is not someone you should be walking with, because truth be told, our primary journey is our journey with ourselves. You know, and I think sometimes people forget that, and we become so self-sacrificing that we forget that, you know, our first true journey is to ourselves. And then the other people that we encompass in our lives. I can't be true to you if I can't be true to me. Because then that means I don't know how to be. So if I am compromising my journey, then I'm not going to be happy with yours either.
You're absolutely correct in with regards to your own personal journey, which definitely we're going to definitely attack that first after we come out of our music break. I think it's very paramount and very important to understand your personal journey. And if you don't understand your journey, that's fine right now, because you got to find which path works for you. because what someone else is walking on, what they're doing may not work for you, but you have to find your path. You have to find what gives you peace. And if you find that peace and that person is willing to walk their journey with you, it's a beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful thing, definitely. So what we're going to do right now, I see you've got some people listening, calling in right now. Now, I just want to say this. Now, if you call in and you want to talk to the host, we encourage you. There's that prompt, I believe. You got to hit the one, right? Am I correct, Lady J?
Yes, hit one.
You got to hit that one button and let us know that you want to talk. Right, and I'll go behind the scenes, find out who you are, and, you know, we'll bring you on. You can chime in on the topic. So, you know, once again, the call-in number is 929-477-1560. So we encourage you to call in. So we're going to go into the break. Maybe drop two songs. This is a song I heard. Oh, my God. Ricky Bell and his wife, Gold.
Oh.
You heard that song before?
Okay.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God. It's awesome. Now, they have a kind of a two-step version, and they have an acoustic version. Real beautiful. But, you know, let's go to the, you know, quick little break. We're going to play two songs, come back, and chime in on the topic. Once again, welcome to the Relation Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. The lovely Miss Lady J and yours truly, Mr. Naz. So let's get into it a little bit. And once again, the call-in number is 929-477-1560. Hit that prompt one, and we'll bring you on. So just sit back, listen, and enjoy. Two songs, and we're back.
Shadow, radio.
Oh.
An adult talk show with the lovely Miss Lady J and yours truly, Mr. Naz. You heard the new song by Mr. and Mrs. Bell. For those who don't know who he is, it's Ricky Bell from New Edition BBD. And we heard Anytime, Anyplace by the lovely Miss Janet Jackson, making moves and doing things. So we're back, and we got to be a callers listening in, and we see it. We're loving it. We love the following, you know, once again, if you want to talk and chime in on the topic, the number is 929-477-1560. Make sure you hit 1 so we know that you want to talk. And other than that, we're just going to keep you in the queue so you can just enjoy the ride. So, Lady J, you got a little feel of it. You said it's a beautiful song behind the scenes.
Beautiful song, beautiful song. But the other song, how am I supposed to come back and focus now? Really? You know what my ambiance is like in here. Candles burning and lights. Really? You want me to focus?
All right.
I'm focused, man. So, playing that song actually put me in the mood of talking about discovery. Because on our journey, that's what we should be doing. We should be discovering. We should be discovering ourselves when we're walking on our solo journey. And then when we are with a partner, we're discovering who and how we are, and we're discovering our partners and who and how they are. And, you know, one of the first connections that you have when you meet someone new is usually an intimate connection. And that journey can be as amazing as you would want it to be, or it can be as limited as you want it to be. And I think the key behind all of it, like we always say, is communication. You know, you need to talk to your partner so that, you know, you guys can walk hand in hand in this wonderful, intimate sexual discovery that you have with each other, so that nobody is left out with their wants being met, so that no one is settling, so that no one is dissatisfied and unfulfilled. You see where I'm going with this? Simply because the whole idea of being with someone, especially if you're looking forward to being with them for any amount of time, is I need you to know me and I need to know you, and we need to be open to things that are new and fresh and wonderful to keep what we have spontaneous. And I think when people are walking on their journey, they lose spontaneity. Spontaneity, there was something about that person when you first met them that made you be so attracted to them. There was something in their character, something in their traits, something that they did. People, please don't stop doing what you did to get a person once you think you've got them, because that journey now becomes lazy, tired, boring, and nobody wants to be a part of it. And that's in every aspect. Mm-hmm. That's the sex. That's the making me laugh. That's the compliments. That's the courting me. That's the surprising me every once in a while. Those things are not supposed to stop, because then have you started your journey falsely if you do them and then you don't do them anymore?
Now, let me ask you a question. I need you to do right there. What if you're in a relationship, you're enjoying the mm-hmm. Relationship, but the things happen for whatever reasons, and no relationship is perfect by a long shot. However, say you get derailed, and in part of that journey, and I mean, I'm gonna associate the word journey and relationship together because they coincide. They can be used together. And when you get derailed off that journey of enjoying it, can you give advice for some of those who's texting to us, who's listening and listeners? How do we, some tips? I mean, these are just our opinions, but what's some tips that we can do, or from your opinion, that we can do to get that relationship back on course to enjoy it together? Not about just, this is who I am and that's who you are and that's it.
I think that's some of the biggest cop-outs. I really do. And, the thing is that this is the one time when it's okay to kind of look backwards, because it's just looking backwards with the person that you're with. Where did things change? Where did they go wrong? Where did they get off track? As you say, where did they get derailed? What about you, or what about your partner, is different? And like I said, life is a bitch. There's bills and kids and jobs and just a whole lot of outside pressure. And whether you live under the same roof as your partner, like if you're married or if you're in a committed relationship and you guys live together, or even if you don't, if you're boyfriend, girlfriend, you have separate spaces, but your space is connected, in your heart. So that's your home. And even if it's a situationship, because don't get it twisted, situationships can get boring too, and they can change. And when things start to change, you have to look at, where did this come from? And why did we allow it to come in and change us? Change where we are, change where we're going, change what we're doing. And then we have to collectively work on that. I think one of the biggest issues that people have with life being so heavy sometimes is being mundane. It's so easy to settle in and get in a rut. What do you do to get out of that rut? And it becomes about, we need to do something different. Let's maybe, some of the places we used to go or some of the things we used to do when we first started out, let's revisit those. And maybe that can add a spark back to what we have, or maybe we can get this train back on the track, because sometimes it's hard, and the longer you wait, the harder it gets. I think sometimes we don't want to pay attention to what's happening, what's going on, and we just leave it, and we leave it, and we leave it, and we leave it. And the next thing you know, you've left it alone for 5 years. You don't know how to get back. Or even if it's been left alone for 3 months, you don't know how to get back because you've settled in for so long and you've chosen to settle. I think that is the biggest problem, is we'll choose to settle for something just because it's what we already have. The whole idea of relationship is to make it new and fresh as much as possible.
Now, with that being said, you have a lot of stubborn people out here. A lot of stuff. And you know what? You said it right there. You can't by yourself. I mean, if you are in a relationship, whether you just met the person, whether you're trying to get to know the person, you got to be open to different changes. Because once you accept a relationship with, and I'm talking to some of my fellas and maybe some of my ladies, if you are getting to know someone, you're in a relationship, you have to understand, and now sharing their time and your time, it becomes y'all time. Y'all, I'm going to take kind of the YAW, but, you two, you're both of y'all time. You have to be willing to share. You're right. But, you know what I'm saying. You have to be willing to share. You got to be willing to share, because the things that you may see different than maybe she sees different. You got to be able to come to a compromise. You got to come to a resolution. You got to come to a point that says, you know what, you know, I'm going to come out of my comfort zone and let's compromise this thing. Because she may want to do certain things that you may not want to do, but you're not going to know if you like it unless you try it with her, because you may enjoy a different experience with her on that journey. And vice versa, ladies, you know, let me try it. If you don't like it, that's fine, but have that dialogue, have that communication, talk, communicate, because if you don't communicate, you both guys, you won't understand the trip that you're going on and the journey that you guys are embarking on together in the relationship, whether it's new, whether it's old, whether it's rekindling. You have to communicate. You got to put it up on, you know, 100. You got to put everything on the table. What you want to do, share, and continue to talk about it. Continue sharing with that person. Let them know, hey, listen, I'm thinking about this. There's no such thing as a dumb idea. And let me tell you something,
none
fellas,
at all.
If your woman is bringing something to you, don't shoot it down. Don't make it feel like it's stupid or it's dumb. Because at the end of the day, it's important to her to even have that conversation with you about it. She could be just one of the most
important to
silliest
her,
things.
It should be important to you.
Exactly. I mean, you may have to say that again, Lady J, because some people don't
if
understand
if it's important
that,
to
that
her or him, it should be important to you. Because if it's anybody that you care about, if it's anybody that you like spending time with, their feelings should be important to you. And if you've decided that this is what you're going to do, you know, you could be spending your time doing anything else, anywhere else, with anyone else. But you've decided that this is a person that I want to give some of my time to. And time is the one thing that you can't get back. So if you've decided to give somebody something as precious as your time, then what's important to them should be important to you. I'm a little hard-headed. You know, I got this wall up. But I am learning through a very good friend of mine that, you know, sometimes when somebody does something for you, just take it and say, you know what, I appreciate it. Because just like you said, it might not be something you like, but if they take the time to make a corrective measure to something that you've stepped to them and said something about, embrace it. You know, I think a lot of times we'll be like, well, no, don't do it, you know, just because I asked you to. No, if they decided that they were going to do it because, you know, you asked them to do it and they're sticking with it, it's not a charitable thing. They want to make you happy. They don't want to see you feeling some kind of way. So sometimes we have to do that. Like if you come to me and be like, look, at least once a week, I need to see you in a T-shirt that stops right at the top of your butt. Just indulge me. I could do that. How hard is that?
You mean,
nine times out of
you mean
ten,
you want the man?
I'm
you
going
mean to, the man has to do that? The man has to wear that? The T-shirt?
If that's what I asked you to do, and I like it, because if you're going to reap the benefits from it, why not?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, think about that part. Because what makes me happy will very well make you happy.
With that being said, we're gonna hold that right there. Now the board just lit up, but you know I know that we got a lot of listeners right now, and once again we appreciate all the listeners
tuning in.
You know we really love you guys from the bottom of our heart. In our third season, you know the number again is 929-477-1560. Hit that one if you want to chime in. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna do our next music break, and then it's just two songs, and we come back. The lines is open. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the journey of loving yourself. Now, to each his own, how you love yourself is up to you. Now, I know we got some nasty people out there.
I love me for me.
You know, we got some nasty people out there, and their mind is really going another place of loving themselves. You know, look, whatever
folks are
talking
about that part,
do,
too.
Oh, wait a minute. Are we going there? Are you really going to go there?
Absolutely.
Oh, Lord have mercy, but it's on. No, once again, that's the one and only Miss Lady J and Mr. Nas. We're going to do a music break, come back, there's two songs, and let's jump right on into it. Loving yourself.
You got it.
Shadow, radio. Thank you.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations.
Boy, I
Back on the air. Yours truly, Mr. Nass and the lovely Miss Lady J. You heard You're Always On My Mind, that's WV, and Touch a Four Leaf Clover. Trying to get that luck going or that blessing going. You know, this is the Slow Jams and Adult Talk Show. Now, I had a text, you know, we appreciate the listeners, you know, that's cool.
Absolutely.
But please understand, the shows is a slow jam and adult talk show. So emphasis started with the slow jam. See, we believe the music sets the tone. The adult talk follows with the music. So it's about setting the ambiance, setting that mood. And we're going to have another show about how to set the mood. We're going to get callers calling.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to go there. Because, you know what, sometimes people forget how to set the mood, you know, and understand what the foreplay aspect of it is. You know, I had to learn as I got older. You know, I thought I was young and dumb, and I thought, you know, let's just jump in into it. We good. There's a move.
They thinking you were ting dangling. See?
It starts first by you know, like you said, courting, you know, or doing things during the day, or maybe just, you know, hey, look, how you doing? Or it all starts somewhere. So We're going to have courting and mood setting class coming up soon. But I just had to say that because I had to kind of just reiterate, you know, we believe in setting the mood. We believe in romance. We believe in love. We believe in relationships. We believe in relationships amongst each other. So we believe it should be a mood, a relaxing setting. You know, if you want a wild talk show, you have to listen somewhere else. And we're not doing it. We can get wild here, of course, but this is a grown talk.
We have our moments. Yeah. Yeah, we have our moments, but it's not just about that. We real grown because I say exactly what's on my mind, but I say it in a respectful, tactful way most of the time. Yeah, most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's not just about that because we try to look at it from different angles, you know, and hence why loving oneself is very important. You know, we were going to come back to that, you know.
Ooh, we don't
the biggest part of any journey. Yes, well, we're going to talk about loving oneself from every possible aspect, you know. I can't. Sit down, buckle up. I
Let
can't
me sit down,
tell
I'm gonna listen.
You. No, boo, I need you to talk. But I can't tell anybody how to love me, how to understand me, how to reach me, or even how to touch me if I don't know that about myself. You know, the journey of self-discovery is the most important journey. And if we can't be open and honest and just be mindful of what we're doing on that journey for ourselves, how can we do that for someone else? And then how can we expect someone to do it for us? I'm a big proponent of I need to be able to understand who I am in order for you to understand who I am, because I have to communicate that with you. So somewhere along the line in my lifetime, I have to pay attention to what makes me me on my own personal journey. And I have to thus be able to now communicate that to someone else. And in communicating that to someone else, I am no longer just settling for what someone gives me. I think a lot of times when we find ourselves in situations and relationships that we feel like we are just settling, maybe it's because we're not communicating to the person exactly what we need. And maybe it's because sometimes we don't know. You know, it's a big thing because, and I can only speak from the perspective of women. You know, a lot of times the way we have been socialized as women is, you know, love, life, sex, it's all this big fairy tale. And that, you know, a man will come along and he'll rescue you. And if he's a real man, you won't have to tell him. Where the hell is that? Where the hell is that? Because that means this mofo is a mind reader, which means we should also be rich because you got the numbers for the lotto. He's not a mind reader. And same thing, fellas. She is not a mind reader. You got to tell her what you need, and you got to be comfortable enough, especially when you've been in long-term relationships. If you are not comfortable enough with telling your partner what you need from them because there might be some fallout, you already know this. If you've been walking this journey and paying attention to it, you already know that sometimes they don't take things the best way, but you need to say it because if you don't say it, you don't get it. What do I say on every damn show? A closed mouth don't get fed. So if you don't open your mouth to speak what you need, you don't get it. And then you wonder why this journey becomes tedious and tension-filled and stressed. Yeah, no, open your mouth. But again, you can't expect somebody to come and give you what you need if you don't know what you need. That's just like physically loving oneself. I am a huge proponent of nobody knows you better than you know you. You can't touch me better than I touch me till I teach you how to touch me. Now, yes, all the time I say there's a foundation. Everybody has a foundation that they start with. But don't take offense if on our journey you are doing something that doesn't do it for me. And I need to tell you, well, if you touch me here, this is what you'll get. You know, or I would like it better if you touch me better. Now, sometimes we get lucky and you get somebody who is damn near perfect. And that's okay. And you know, one of the reasons why they may be perfect is because along the way, they've paid attention on the journey. They've heard that, they've heard that, they've heard, I like this. They heard the don't stop. They, you know, you grab them by the back of their head or their back or wrap your legs around them or whatever, and they paid attention to that. Being on a journey is about paying attention. Like, I can, every single show, it always comes back to paying attention to detail. You have to pay attention. You know, your eyes have to be open. Your ears have to be open so that you can see what's happening and what's blossoming when you're on this journey. And that goes everything from a situationship to a relationship to a marriage to a everything. It's important to pay attention. It's important to pay attention to your own self-growth. Like, as we grow and we evolve and we become new people and different people, it's important to pay attention to that, you know, so that you can perpetuate that and give that to the next person. So it just becomes about really just being open to yourself and open to somebody else. Because who wants to be in something and say 6 months down the line, you already like beefing all the time, or you're not happy, or you're just going through the motions. And then you stay another 6 months. And then before you know it, it's been 3 years, 4 kids, a car note, a mortgage, a job you probably don't like either. When did you stop paying attention? So, and sometimes you gotta also know on your journey when it might be time to walk away. And I think sometimes we become so afraid of all the time and energy that we've invested and what people are going to say and the labels and you got to be true to you. I am never, ever going to sit here and tell anybody that they should pick up and walk away from their relationship. That's something you have to decide. But I am saying, you have to look at things for what they are and not what you want them to be. And I think, again, sometimes that whole aspect gets convoluted in what we want things to be, what we want the end result to be. And we want that end result so bad that as we're walking through this, we don't even realize we're not heading in that same direction anymore. So it becomes about, if you're being true to you, completely true to you as you walk on your personal journey, are you and this person in the same place? Are y'all still holding hands on this journey? You know, every day ain't going to be roses and sunshine and rainbows and unicorns, because that could get boring too. But, you know, it's like every day shouldn't be gray skies and thunderstorms and just hail outside either. You know, hail on the outside and hail on the inside. So you just got to really pay attention and you got to love you. And sometimes your love for you may supersede the love that you have for someone else. Because also, too, how easy is it to get lost and wrapped up in someone else's journey that you lose yourself? So, you know, you have to just constantly keep paying attention and loving you. You know, nobody's going to love you more than you. But then you have to also understand or realize, do you love you? Some people are so busy looking for something else from someone else that they don't even realize that, you know, everything that they're trying to get is coming externally when it should be coming internally. You know, my love for me supersedes anyone else's love for me. Now, their love for me makes me feel wonderful, makes me feel warm, but I still love me more than enough. I love me enough to be with them, but I also love me enough to be alone. And I'm actually one of my favorite people. I hang out with me all the time. I date me. I go on vacation with me. I get intimate with me. I'm really all right. I'm really all right. And some of us don't. Ask me if I'm all right. Go ahead, ask me. You tell you.
You are.
You tell you. We fight. Yeah, we tight. Me and me is all right. Me, myself, and I, that's the best threesome ever.
Wait a minute.
Now, there's some other ones. There's some other ones that come after that. But me, myself,
oh,
and I, that's the best threesome ever. And if you've never had a threesome experience, that should be your threesome experience. You know, me, myself, and I is your threesome experience. You know, and once you get there and you got that self-love, walking on any journey in any position will be so much better for you. Okay.
Awesome. 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 I love it. Love it. You know, I love the fact that, you know, Lady J, you was able to talk about the relationship aspect of the journey of the good and bad journey, kind of learning how to bring, you know, it back into that good journey, and then also being willing to step away from the journey if that journey is not for you, because that relationship that you're in or you're trying to get in may just not fit you. It may not just be your path, and it's okay.
Right.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to say, look, you know, this is not for me or not for us. Does not mean you can't still have a friendship, because, you know, it may be something else, you know, very possible. And you know, it's amazing. People don't realize their own personal journey. You know, the stuff that you go through, the stuff that you have been through is your journey. Learn from the good and bad. Don't just say, oh, my life is hell, but learn from those things. And make a decision. Make a decision based off your knowledge, your journey you've been through. Say, you know what, I went this journey before, and it's led me down the wrong path. Let me go this way. Let me try to change the game up. Because if you keep on doing the same damn thing, walking in circles,
that is Einstein's definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. So maybe you need a therapist.
You know,
I'm available.
That's true. There you go. Exactly. With that being said, we're going to start to wrap it up like we always do. You know, I know. We go strong for an hour. Start at 7. You know, we're going to keep it on Wednesdays if it's okay for you. We're going to do Wednesdays.
Wednesday
is good for you?
Hump day is good.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, hopefully you tuned in. Those who tuned in, we hope you get through the rest of the week. Just looking forward to it and chiming in and listening in. You know, we had a lot of callers. They just wanted to listen, and that's fine. That's cool. But for me, I have a quick announcement.
Yeah.
Now, the quick announcement is this. We're going to have another show added to the Shadow Worlds family. It's called the Battle Life Magazine Podcast Show. Now, with that being said, it's going to start off in March. No, not March. It'll be at the end of March. That's going to kick off. We're really excited about that. It's an online magazine. We had the podcast and the magazine coming out. So we're doing some things here, you know. So just stay tuned. You know, follow us on Facebook, you know, Shadow Worlds Media. Follow us on Twitter, Shadow Worlds. Also follow us on Instagram. We there. Lady J's going to put up some crazy stuff. You know, she's going to give you some advice. She's going to make you laugh. She's going to make you enjoy life. You know, so
we're
going to
have some sassy talk.
Oh, that's right. Sassy Talk is coming to the Battle Life magazine, so stay tuned for that. She's gonna have her own segment in the magazine. So a lot of great things is happening, and we're very blessed and honored to have this happen for us. Now, we usually do closing remarks. For me personally, it's the journey that you go on. Learn from your journey. Let your journey guide you. I have a famous saying that I've said quite often. Your life experiences is your testimony, and that's part of your journey.
Mm-hmm.
That's my closing remarks.
Awesome. Enjoy your journey. I think what happens is we get so caught up that we don't enjoy it anymore. And when we stop enjoying it, then kind of what's the point? You know, it's not going to be great every day, but when it not being great overshadows being great at all, yeah, no, then change the course of your journey. But you are in control of your journey. I think that's the biggest thing. You control your journey. Do what you have to do to make it the best journey possible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, with that being said, I want to give a special shout out to another host that, you know, that's out there, does a lot of talk shows. happy birthday to Miss Diamond D. I want to say happy birthday to you. I know she follows
happy
us.
Happy birthday.
And, you know, much love to you. Her and Dawn Sullivan, they have their show. You guys can check it out on social media, Facebook. Salute to the Basement Life fellas and the family over there. You know, of course, my man Hassan Black, you know, my man Big D. You know, all love to everyone that supports this show. We love you from the bottom of our hearts. And, you know, we encourage you, please tune in every Wednesday with Lacey's Little Jams and Adult Talk Show with the lovely Miss Lady J and yours truly, Mr. Nav.
Aww.
And, you know, just have a good week. Have a good week, a productive week. And enjoy the journey.
Have a good week on
tomorrow's
purpose.
Not it, there you go, exactly. God bless everyone. Peace.
Good night. You guys love you.
Ain't nothing wrong with admiration. Don't be ashamed. Admiration is beautiful. When I was young, I used to always have relations. Every night.
Hello. 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 How are you?
Are in the building. We are in the building. Once again, we welcome everyone to the Relations Slow Jam and Adult Talk Show.
Ain't nothing wrong with having relations. Don't be ashamed. Having relations is beautiful.
You know, we are trying to meet each other's needs.
What did you do? Did you pay attention to those things? Did you look at the signs about her? Did you take the time? You know, I'm talking to my fellas right now. Fellas,
don't try to take me now and turn me into something that I'm not because it's now all of a sudden convenient for you. If you're going to love me with who I am, for who I am, by who I am, or leave me the hell you know. It's pretty simple.
It's warning and warning and warning.
Woo!
Might make your head blow off.